Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I knew it. Another Heard At Media production.
All right, everyone, let's jump straight in. Joining me today, he gives the most electrifying pop culture insights and delves into every celebrity controversy on his podcast, Behind the Velvet Robe. Guys, welcome David Yontif to my podcast, Don't Let It Stew. He just gets right in there. David, hi. David, welcome to Don't Let It Stew. I was just on your podcast, Behind the Velvet Rope. Everybody go listen to it. Now you're in the hot seat with me.
You know what? You would think I wouldn't want to be in the hot seat, but like I did. First of all, thank you for coming on Behind the Velvet Rope. Everyone should check it out. It's just now I can have fun. Yeah. You know, I prepared a great show for you, but no, I love being in the hot seat and nothing is off limits.
It's whatever fun. And you this want. Show is just super fun. Like it's just, you know, it's everybody knows I'm about food and all that kind of stuff, but like I just have a lot to say about other things. And I was like, you know, why not do a podcast? Like, so here we go. So it's funny because everybody that follows me on Instagram or whatnot, you would have seen I was at Jill Zarin's brunch last year in the Hamptons. And funnily enough, David was there too. And I'm sure we passed each other like many times or I think I did see you.
I think I saw you too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw you. I was going to say hi at one point.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it wasn't even that big. And then you just vanished. Wasn't.
Yeah. I just was standing by the fan with the woman that held the luggage. Like there was a fan there. I was standing there. I was roasting. It was the hottest day in the Hamptons. Beautiful.
You need to come back to the Hamptons this summer.
Is she doing the... Is she doing the party again this year?
She does it every year. Every year. It's always
then sometimes she complains that it's too much work, but then she still does it anyway, right?
The chances of her not doing it, I would say, are like 1%. Unless there's some out-of-body experience. There's going to be a party from Jill Zarin in the Hamptons.
It was like she looked after me so well. I mean, I've been to the Hamptons before. I actually had a cooking job up there years ago. And I went back and she just looked after me the whole weekend. Put me in a house with like Leanne Locken, had so much fun with her. She took me out to dinners. We survived a hurricane like at one night. It was just insane. But like one of, like we became really close, me and Jill did over that weekend, which was awesome.
We loved you.
So I asked David, I'm like, hey, let me know if there's any topics you want to talk about. And he shot over a few. And this one I do actually want to talk about. And I've seen it and I kind of feel bad for her in a way. So J-Lo and the poor concert ticket sales.
Right?
Yeah. Now I did watch, she has a documentary, I think it's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's behind the scenes of the making of that movie that she just released. Yes. The musical one with her album songs, her new album songs on it. I really liked the documentary. I got to know her because there's so much shit about her in the media. Like she's a bitch and this, that, and the other. I actually really liked her in the behind the scenes and she was with Ben in it a lot. Like go watch that if you haven't seen it. It was really good. So then that made me and my friend go watch the movie.
And
it's just no. It was just a no. But like, is she talented? Yes. Like she just she just dances her ass off. And it's like it is the choreography of the movie is insane. It is really, really cool. So for that, if you want to go see it for that, yes.
I mean, yeah, listen, J-Lo is, I've seen her before. I've met her before. Yeah. I've had, you know, she's fine. I mean, I haven't like gone out to dinner with her. That's not going to happen, unfortunately. But she's, I feel like she does have this reputation. And, you know, listen, if I were, I just think it's hard to tour, to put on a show. Mm. I mean, you're, it's yours. It's your name. So, sure. Yeah, like you are the one. If you put on a huge show at like the SoFi Stadium, you would be demanding too. Like, who wouldn't be? You have a vision of what you want.
Yeah. So like, so after all that, like, why do you think the ticket sales are not doing well? Do people not like her? Like what? Like,
well, I think, and I have to like look at some of the different ones. I mean, first of all, they ain't cheap. I mean, let's just start there.
Really?
I think it's like true supply and demand. Like I've seen her before. I thought maybe like, I like Jennifer Lopez. I'm not like, I live for Madonna and I live for Cher. Shockingly, I'm gay. Shocker. You know, these are my girls. So like J-Lo, I really like. So I think, but I looked and I was like, oh man, I just remember thinking, and I pay a lot for concerts. Like, yeah. I don't care.
Me too.
But I remember being like, oh, like this is disproportionate to what I thought it would be. Like, I really think it's
$500 tickets for the floor.
Pretty much. And like, so like, there's also a meet and greet ticket. Now, I thought the meet and greet ticket is $5,000. So, which like, honestly, like if you compare that to like a Cher, I mean, there's no Madonna meet and greet, but like someone of like a Britney, it's normally like 2,500. It is. I go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
So when you see that, and then like, I didn't really, you go through all the other, it's like each thing is like a little disproportionate. I just think it's a true thing of like price. And if the price was different, so like she canceled like 7 or 8 dates at the end of the thing, and now everyone's up in arms that they're just canceled. Like there's no statement on, you know, Instagram, or like there's no statement as to why.
So is there any tour at all, or they're all canceled?
No, there's a tour, but what should have been, you know how like the Eras tour is going on for like years and years, there's a tour, but what should have been a longer tour is now probably
smaller. Okay.
Much smaller.
Do you think the venues are too big for her to fill? Maybe.
Maybe, or just maybe. I really think if she just decreased the price, mind you, I also think there's just a lot at once. Like you just said, there's a movie, there's a behind the scenes, there's an album, there's a tour. It's almost like, now granted, I mean, are you worried about Jennifer Lopez? Because I'm not. No. I think she's going to be just fine.
But she paid for that movie. She spent her own money to make that movie because nobody else would take it.
Wow.
For good reason. Now we know why.
Now you're making me want to watch this. Is this like Showgirls where it's like a train wreck and you just can't look away?
Kind of. And then like the scenes of the dancing and stuff like that are kind of cool. And like, it's just, it just doesn't piece together. Like I love watching Jennifer Lopez in movies as an actress. Like love.
Made in Manhattan, honey.
It was one of my favorites. Yeah.
It was good. But also the clips that I am so obsessed with is like, I don't know if this was in the movie or the documentary, but where she was talking like, well, this person can't do it. This person doesn't want to be.
Yes.
Where she was like name dropping the celebrities that just didn't want to be in it. I was like, oh, this is.
But she ended up getting a lot of them.
She did? Okay. Oh,
Yeah.
I'm like, what celebrity doesn't want to be in a Jennifer Lopez movie?
I know. And I mean, they're all in it for like 4 or 5 minutes. They're not in for the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's like a zodiac sign. So they're each celebrity is a different star sign. It's kind of,
interesting.
Like the idea of it, it's great. It just didn't just pan out the way it kind of should have, I think.
Interesting. And I feel like, if it was anyone else who wasn't selling out immediately, and mind you, the tour isn't tomorrow. I mean, I don't think it was like, is this really cause for concern? Like, give it a minute.
Yeah.
Then though you do look at the Eras tour, which crashes which crashes Ticketmaster. And so I guess, huge tours do sell out within a minute.
They do. They really, really do. Now we spoke a bit about Beverly Hills on your podcast, but where do we go from here now? Like do you think Kyle and Mauricio are going to get the divorce?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I think that people are outraged at this season because we didn't learn anything. Like we did talk when you were just on my podcast, you were saying like, you know, to watch a show like months later or like a year later where we know what happens. Like we didn't learn anything. I think to me, the reunion frustrated me more because like the reunion wasn't filmed in advance. It was after this all happened.
Yeah.
And we really got no answers from Kyle.
No. Like she didn't.
But I right?
Without her saying, like, it does sound like Mauricio did something, though. Like, she's really holding her lip back or like,
I mean, listen, we talked, when you were on my show, we talked about this. You and I are both girls of that town. So being here in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, West Hollywood, I have personally heard these things about Mauricio for years. Now, I don't know. What do I know? But I've, regardless of the show, you just have heard things. So I think personally, I think Mauricio has done something outside of the marriage for the 27 years that they were together. I personally do. And I just think, I think they're going to get divorced. I see personally nothing left there. I just don't. I just can't see it anymore.
And he'll move out and move into one of his agency mansions.
He says that he hasn't found a place. I'm like, don't you have a whole reality show about this? Don't you have a, don't, I mean, this is your storyline, looking for your own place to live. You're at the agency. You know about off-market properties before they happen. Like, I mean, I think you can find a place to live.
He'll be fine. And then I guess like the burning question on everybody's tongue is like, do you think, is she going to get with Morgan? Are they going to be girlfriends? Or like what? Like, it does seem like they are.
I mean, they're at like, and by the way, if you don't want to be seen, because she keeps saying like, you know, it's really hard for Morgan. Well, you're at Chateau Marmont, you're at Craig's, you're at the Ivy. Like, where else? I mean, you're going to places where you can be seen. So how, to me, it's like, they just seem like girlfriends, right? They're together
they do.
All the time.
And that clip that they showed, like, she did look like she was really kind of smitten, didn't she, with her?
And did you see the thing from Watch What Happens Live where they were like on the, so Morgan went to Watch What Happens Live with her. I have to send you the video. And like, she puts her arm around her, which that's not weird.
Sure. On the picture. Or whatever there.
Yeah. That like little hand move. It was like, I'm sorry. This is not what two friends do.
No, it's not. It's really not.
I think we're witnessing Kyle come to terms with her sexuality before our very eyes. I truly do.
Yeah.
Or at least, I forget about sexuality. I just think you're in love with Morgan. I think you are.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
I do.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
So when I found out David, I was going on David's podcast, I obviously had to do a bit of research. And so I went and listened to one of his episodes. And of course, like the one episode I do listen to, he starts talking shit about Los Angeles and the people have basically no brains or they're just empty inside. And I'm like, well, this is going to be a great conversation. Like, I take offense to that. But at least I'm from Ireland. I'm not really from Los Angeles. So like, do you think I'm an airhead?
Okay, first of all, I love how like it's, I have friends from here that, because I am in Los Angeles right now, that don't listen to my podcast. And I get a call Friday of like, did you just insult me? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, how is this the one episode? It was like five minutes at the end of an episode. And I am a Los Angelino now too. I split my time.
Okay, so give me the three like positives then of LA. Let's just get yourself out of this hole.
Yes, but the positives are that everybody here, I love that everybody is in the industry. If you're in the industry, it's like, I'm a workaholic. If I'm addicted to anything, I love my martinis, but I am addicted to work. So I love that you can just talk work, network.
Yeah,
I love that. Two, this is just a, this is like a playground. This isn't even like normal. This is like, and I'm from New York. So that's, it's different. This feels more like a playground to me. And I mean that as like a plus.
It's like it is super fun living here.
Right?
It is, yeah.
You just bop around. We're in West Hollywood for dinner. Now we're going to after dinner in Beverly Hills. Then we're going to go to, it's just fun. It's like a playground for the industry. Who wouldn't love that?
And then your third?
The third is,
I think it's the obvious one.
What?
The weather.
Oh, the weather. Yes, thank you. There you go. I was like, boys? I'm like, I thought you were going to say boys. Yes, the weather, honestly. So like, I try to, like we talked about the Hamptons earlier, I try to not leave the Hamptons over the summer, even though I was here all last summer. I really try in the winter not to go to New York City. Like, I'm thrilled to be here. Like,
yeah.
I'm thrilled to
you get here. The best of both worlds. I must say, you're doing it perfectly.
I love it. Yeah. Like, I should have done this truly. Like, I don't know what has taken me so long to like have this epiphany in life.
Yeah.
What have I done with the past 20 years of my life? I should have been splitting my time between New York and LA and the Hamptons. Like, this
my dream.
Like,
my dream would be get on a show in New York City, shoot for 4 or 5 months a season, and then come back to LA for a few months and then go back and just do that. I'd like dream. Yeah.
I looked at my, cause like I just did my taxes with my accountant. Like, you don't know what you're really doing when you're living your life until you do your taxes. And it's like JetBlue. I'm like, oh my God, I really just lived on airplanes last year.
And you just need to make sure you're like, wait, that was for work, right? Like, I'm going there for work. And like, so I'm like, I'm going to New York next weekend and I'm going to see my brother, but I'm like, can I get on a show somewhere so I can just write that off? Just spend the weekend there.
I'm sorry if I insulted you and just said, no, you know, sometimes.
I was like, cause I'd never spoken to you. And I was just like, oh my God, he's a total bitch. I'm like, how am I going to be able to do this podcast episode with him? Like, I'm just going to be annoyed, but no, totally different. You are actually sweet. I'm having a good time with you. So yeah.
Thank you. A lot of people do think I'm a bitch from listening to my podcast. And then they meet me and they're like, you're so nice. And I'm like, yeah. But listen, sometimes here I'll stand by it. But I said it in a pod, you're just out and you're talking to someone and you're like.
There are some people like that. Yeah.
You're like, is anyone home? But I guess you could say the same about New Yorkers, maybe less.
Well, New York, you'd be like, they're so effing rude.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even deal with it. Like, and I've had a few of those people when I go there. And, you know, it's just, New York is just different. It's just different for me. I wanted the sunshine. Coming from Ireland, I wanted the sunshine. So I had to be here.
Could you ever see yourself living in New York?
Do you know, I never say never. I do enjoy going now. I do enjoy going for like a long weekend. I have a great time, lots of dinners, meeting friends and stuff. I do really, really like it. So look, I'll go anywhere for the paycheck. I will.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm 100% the same. Like, I go where the work is, period. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Okay. I think this topic has just really just, like, the whole globe is talking about this. Where is Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton, where are you? Is this a horror story? Princess Middleton, where are you? The world is starting to worry.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, we could just
okay, we got it.
Who doesn't love a little...
A jingle.
People have gone crazy, right?
Here's the thing. Like, we had talked over the last few days or like DM'd and stuff and we're talking about Kate Middleton and then this video came out and I was like, we can't talk about it anymore because we found her. And then, like, you know, you go on TikTok for a few minutes and then there's close-ups and it's like, it's not even, like, I'm sorry. It's just not her. I just don't think it is.
I mean, like, what are they doing? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why show anything? You know what I mean? Like, because, right, like, it certainly doesn't look like her, does it?
No.
I mean.
I got an actual email last night of exclusive footage of her at the farmer's market. Do you want to roll that clip?
There goes the baker with his tray. Bread and rolls to sell.
This is what I see. Like, this is literally what I see.
Because you were like, so excited to watch it at first, right?
Yeah, I really was. And then, okay, she goes away, she goes for an operation, whatever it is, like on her stomach, whatever it was. Now they're saying she's a bag. Like, these people don't go grocery shopping. Like, why are they going grocery shopping? Like, this is the video that you're going to show us? Like, what? She's going down to the market to get some potatoes and bread? Like, no.
My sick mind just goes to, like, how is Meghan Markle taking this? Because all of a sudden, no one cares about her anymore. Like, that's just where my sick mind goes. I'm like,
yeah.
Is she hating this because no one is talking about her anymore?
But why not just say, hey, she is alive. She's recovering. That's it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Need a photograph. Like, but it's, see, the thing about it is as well, it's like, let's just say it is really her. God, maybe it is. I don't even know. It's just, I'm just up and down. Sure. Because you lied other times, how are you expecting us to believe this now? That's the problem.
Yeah.
With the Photoshop.
And I read like, right. And I read, I forgot, like whatever that like esteemed British newspaper was, they were like, we can no longer accept like the palace as like a reliable source. Uh-huh. Like they're like, we just, you know, they were feeding, you know, they give them information and they put it out. They're like, we don't even want their information anymore on anything because they're no longer a reliable source.
It's not reliable. It's like, so it's like, unless she like steps up to a podium and starts talking to the news cameras and said, hey, I'm fine. This is what happened. So sorry. We confused. And then like, and then saying like, hey, I love to play with Photoshop and Facetune, like all my photographs. Like, what?
Right. She's like, I'm just like everyone else. And I just like, and this, I wouldn't, did you read that one statement where she was like, you know, I'm like a just new at it and I'm learning Photoshop and just like everyone else, I make mistakes and this is a fail. It's like, oh, really? Like you're doing your own Instagram posting.
Yeah.
Picture posting.
No, it's
you know?
That's the thing. It's like, where's the security guards? Why is nobody looking at them if it's like, if it's the two of them, like at this like farmhouse in Windsor? Like,
I don't get it. Like, right. Why can't you just say, you know, everything's fine. We had an operation. We should probably say what it is. But even if you don't, like, just what's the big deal? I don't get it. I'm so... like, is this the new scandal? Like, are we going to now be talking? Because I don't think I can take this. Like, I'm over it. Like, I don't really care.
I was, like, kind of relieved. It was like, okay, we found her. Great. And then, I mean, the TikToks. And now they're, like, they did, like, an AI on the image. So, it's, like, basically anything blurry, you know, it can pixelate it now and make it clearer. Just different person altogether. And it's probably not even him either. It doesn't even look like him either in some parts of the video. I don't know. I mean, let's just move on to like something just a bit more meaningless. So the Valley is coming up. Valley Village is starting tonight, right? Tuesday night. So yeah. Do you think they're going to be talking about Scandoval?
Well, first of all, Jax is having people at Jax's Studio City, so you can just pop over there if you want. I don't think they're going to. I think that's a good question. I never thought of that. I think they'll be talking about it. A tiny bit, maybe, just to like, because like Sheena is on, I don't know, maybe the first app. Like I saw a little trailer. Sheena's on it with Brock for a minute.
Okay.
I think they'll talk about it for a few minutes. You know, I don't know about the Valley.
I don't know. I don't know either. I'll watch it. I will watch it just to kind of, you know, I guess get more content for my podcast. But do you think Jax and Brittany are kind of like the new Spencer and Heidi?
Yes, I don't. I mean, the more that goes on, I'm starting to think like, you know, they're even fooling me now because I was at the beginning. I was like, this is so not real. Now it's like every day you read something. I'm like, maybe they really are having problems. Like maybe, but I still don't think so.
So is that going to play out now on the show?
They picked cameras back up, just like Kyle and Mauricio. And this is the new thing we do. So now I'm like, you mean to tell me this is all happening right when the Valley, and I saw a video where like Jax was coming out of the gym. I don't know if you saw this, and he walks. He's like, "How'd you guys find me?" It was TMZ. I'm like, "Sweetie, you called TMZ this morning, and or your team. So that's how they found you. This is the worst acting I have ever seen in my life. I just don't like. I'm gonna watch it, but will I keep watching it? Because I don't know. Like I'm so you know. And I okay. This is I've said this on my podcast many times. Personally, I don't need to see children. I don't want to see you putting the kids to bed. I want to see Kathy Hilton in a Sprinter van going off on Lisa Rinna and saying everything. And I want to see really rich people or something. I just don't want to see you trying to get like your child to sleep at night. I don't care. That's called real life. No thanks.
Do you know what's so funny in this and like I always talk to this with my friend. We always watch it together. And I'm just looking at it, you know, just like Ariana's house and Sandoval's house, right? You go in there and it's like, you know, they're up in their bedrooms or something like that. And it's like a fucking bomb went off. Like there's just shit everywhere. I'm sorry. Like you're shooting a TV show. Can you just like fold some clothes and put them on a chair or something? It's real.
It's real. No, I agree. I'm like, this can't be. And by the way, like, what is Ariana? Like 37, Tom is like 40. I mean, these are not like, this is the same show, but these are not 22-year-olds. Like, this is not a way to live as an adult.
It just, it says so much about a person. It really does. Like seeing that, it's like, yeah.
I am like really laid back in the world, but I kind of run a crazy like type A home. Like I need like no clutter. Everything needs to be perfect. So I'm a little crazy with my homes.
Yeah.
So I cannot watch those scenes when they're in the bedroom. Like one is worse than the other. They're both.
Yeah, they're both. They're both. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is literally like, I don't understand.
It gives me so much anxiety watching it. Like, yeah.
I'm like, clean all this shit out of here. It's weird. It's weird.
Okay. So I like to kind of each week kind of talk about something that might be coming up or like something like a TV show. I've seen the trailer for it. The Palm Royale Apple TV show premieres, I think next week or like April or something.
It premieres
this week.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Kristen Wiig, Carol Burnett, Ricky Martin, Laura Dern. Like it's a great cast. Allison Janning, love her.
I just had yesterday, literally, I had Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life on my podcast, who is also in Palm Royale.
Yeah.
I have not been this excited about. So like she came on the podcast to talk about like Facts of Life. She's actually also like really good friends with like Dolores and Margaret from like New Jersey. Yeah. But then, you know, Palm Royale, I'm like, okay, whatever. But then the more I looked into this TV show and I watched, I was like, oh my God, I haven't been this excited about a TV show in a really long time. I think it's going to be great.
It looks, I love Kristen Wiig, and it's just like, it looks like somebody dies in it and then they have to figure it, like, I know, it's going to be great. And I love like the outfits and the, like what is it set in, the 70s? Like what year do you know?
70s or 60s, I think. Yeah. I think 60s or maybe 70s. And like, right, 60s, Kristen Wiig is like a, she's like a social climber. Like she wants in that elite. And like Allison Janney is like the HBIC.
Uh-huh.
Mindy Kahn is like the like gossip photographer. I assume Ricky Martin is like some fabulous person. And like I assume it's green lit because of White Lotus is what I assume. I assume like that's
how she gives that feeling.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So, but I know just from interviewing Mindy on my podcast that they really are hoping, like they really are putting a lot into this. Like they think it's going to be They think it's going to be the next White Lotus. So
yeah,
I hope it is. Everyone, I was out this weekend. Everyone I ran into is actually talking about it. So that's kind of a good sign.
They're doing
right?
a blitz, like a marketing blitz all over the place. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So each week I answer some food questions or I talk about a gadget. I have a new gadget here in front of me. I don't know if it's helpful to you. I don't know if you meal prep. No, you didn't because you told me that you do. What is it? Home Chef?
Home Chef.
You can partnership get your, with Home Chef. Yeah. Go
I can get
us.
You 18 free meals if you go to homechef.com/velvetrope. 18 free meals, chefs do.
That's a lot of free meals. Okay. So it's called a Buble, B-U-U-B-L-E. And it's like, I didn't even know I needed this, but the company sent it to me. They were like, hey, would you try our product? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Send it to me. So basically, just say you have a frying pan, right? And you're cooking like ground beef or whatever. So you put this on top of it and there's a little funnel here and you push it over the sink and you strain out any of the fat or grease. That's basically what it is. Or you turn it upside down, you put it on a bowl if you wanted to strain like your vegetables with the water and stuff, it all goes through here. It's cool, it's clever. Or you can put it on a glass, you have bacon fat, goes through it. It's simple, it's cool, but it actually makes sense, it's fun.
It makes complete, so first of all, seeing this gadget makes me realize why I do home prep and get my meals prepared from Home Chef. But if I did cook, and I truly don't cook, that to me does make sense, right? Like
it
when
is,
you want to like tip the stuff out, where else would it go out? Now,
well,
it
you have to get like
out.
A plate and put the plate and it leaks around the side and some of the meat falls out of the pan. Like I get it. Like I saw it. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's cool. It's a cool concept.
I think that's a cool concept.
I get this question all the time. I'm going to answer it right now. I didn't answer it the last few weeks. What are my like pantry must-haves? Like five pantry must-haves so you could just throw a meal together. Extra virgin olive oil, canned tomatoes, pasta or rice, dried herbs, spices, and canned beans. Like you could do a little meal there.
Really?
Yeah. And see, all those are like shelf life to stay there for a long time. And yeah.
What's your go-to like snack in your pantry? Like, are you a snacker? I mean, I'm a snacker.
I'm a big sweet tooth. And like,
same here.
If I don't have something in my fridge, I'll go to like my pantry where like my baking stuff is, and I'll get like some of the, like the nice bittersweet chocolate I have, and I'll have like a handful of that just to kind of like set me over until like lunch. Or I try and do like intermittent fasting, so I don't eat till like 12 o'clock each day.
You do that. See, I do like the chef. I started this originally. You're a chef. You could tell me if this is true. I started originally with the, like, in my mind, I can't do the chocolate to the cookies, but anything that has no fat, which I understand sugar turns into fat, but I'm into the Jelly Bellies, gummy bears, all of the above. Mike and Ike's, all the sugar candy, Twizzlers. I'm stocked with it all.
That's your go-to. Yeah, I don't have that. We did a Super Bowl party at my friend's house and she has a bunch of that stuff left. And like, I will get like a Twizzler or something like that. It is tasty. More than likely, I'll usually get that at the movie theater as like a treat. Okay.
Have you ever seen, now, okay, one has $1 billion and others has hundreds of millions, but have you ever seen, like, I think it's Khloe. It's Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian. They're sweet stocked. I mean, it's like being at a store. Now, yes, they have hundreds of millions of dollars, but you will be like, here's the like gummy bears. And they have like rows, like hundreds of bags.
Uh-huh.
Here's the M&Ms. It's like, I have to see that. And it's all organized to a T.
Is it giving you like Yolanda's fridge?
It's better than Yolanda's fridge. It's like, literally, like, you know that you take some of those gummy bears and someone somewhere in some room is summoned to replace them for the next guest.
Well, that's it, guys. We finish up with food like as we always do. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, check out his podcast, Behind the Velvet Rope. New episodes. Oh, you do it like what? 19 days a week? Like
every day. Every day there's
7 days a week. I am so stressed out just doing one a week. Maybe I'll get to two.
You get used to it and the train is moving and you're just like, whoops, there's a mistake here. But you know what? Today's show is going out, everyone. So enjoy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll see you soon. You're in LA now, so we'll have to get a drink.
We need a drink. Ciccone Martini.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, David.
Bye.